A similar change in the confidentiality rules for juvenile records was vetoed 4 years ago by Governor Doyle because he felt its guidelines were too broad and allowed too many people access to records that could damage a child's chances of being treated fairly. But Milwaukee Police Chief Edward Flynn says this new version of the bill does protect mental health records while giving police important information about a juvenile's criminal record.
No surprise that we've got a subset of juvenile offenders who are quite dangerous to their community. When they're on probation, when they're subject to court monitoring, those officers in the field need to know that when they encounter them.
A new cooperative program established in Milwaukee last week allows police access to juvenile records on a regular basis. But critics of the bill say implementing that system statewide would be difficult and costly. Jim Moser of the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families says he supports allowing police access to the records, but the bill also allows access by prosecutors and other social service and court officials. He says it's a slippery slope back to a time 40 years ago when juvenile records were publicly available.
That information was shared openly, and it would oftentimes lead to poor treatment of kids in schools and you know, by law enforcement and other people who made their opinion of kids, and sometimes the family, based on information they really didn't need.
Authors of the bill say they're ready to make changes to ensure that only people who really need to see the records have access to them. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.